Hi everyone, learning Chinese comes with its unique challenges. Among these is mastering the subtle nuances of negation. Two words often pose difficulty for learners, 不 and 没, while both translate to not in English. Their usage in Mandarin is distinct and context dependent.Today, we will dive into the intricacies of these words, offering learners insights into their proper usage and enhancing their Mandarin skills. 不 is used to negate the present and future. It's a versatile verb that pairs with verbs,adjectives and other adverbs to indicate a negative. Here are the key contexts in which 不 is used. 不 negate a statement in a general sense. For example, 我不知道,我不知道,我不知道. It means I don't know.When expressing dislikes or unwillingness, 不 is the negation words of choice. For example, 我不喜欢,我不喜欢,我不喜欢. It means I don't like. For negating future actions, 不 is used. For example, 明天我不去。明天我不去,明天我不去。It means I will not go tomorrow. When negating a habitual action, use 不. For example, 我不抽烟,我不抽烟,我不抽烟。It means I do not smoke.And 不 is used to negate ablative or possibility. For example, 我不会说法语。我不会说法语。我不会说法语。It means I can't speak French. 没 is primarily used in the past tense, but also has other specific use.Is mostly seen in the form 没有, which means do not have or did not. For negating actions that have happened in the past, we use 没. For example, 我昨天没去,我昨天没去,我昨天没去. It means I did not go yesterday.And 没 is used to negate possessions. For example, 我没有钱,我没有钱,我没有钱. It means I don't have money. When something doesn't exist, we use 没. For example, 这里没有人,这里没有人,这里没有人. It means there is no one here.To say that you have never done something, we use 没. For example, 我没去过中国,我没去过中国,我没去过中国. It means I have never been to China. Remember that 不 is generally for the present and future, while 没 is mostly for the past. And 不can negate verbs, adjectives, and other adverbs. And 没 is primarily used with verbs. And second, 不 is often about an action or state, while 没 addresses existence, possessions, or other experience. Mastering the use of 没 and 不 in Chinese isCrucial for conveying the right meaning and tense. Understanding there are nuances not only aids in effective communication, but also enriches your understanding of Mandarin's structure and logic. Do you want to learn more Chinese? We are now offering a free Chinese trial class. Sign up for a free trial class by going to our website, lcchineseschool.com, lcchineseschool.com, lcchineseschool.com.